Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. China's top legislator Zhao Leji has met North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. Zhao said 2024 marks 75 years since the establishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries, and China is ready to work with North Korea to develop closer ties. Kim extended his greetings to Chinese President Xi Jinping and said Zhao's visit demonstrates the solid foundation of bilateral relations. He said North Korea is willing to strengthen cooperation with China across various fields. The 4th China International Consumer Products Expo has kicked off in Hainan. Over 4,000 brands from around 70 countries and regions are attending the event, which will run until April the 18th. Tang Bo has more.
For the first time, the expo will be held across various venues, with the Hainan International Convention and Exhibition Center serving as the main hub. It will also feature three themed exhibitions on sailing and yachting, health consumption, and duty-free shopping. This year's expo sees a record-breaking 128,000 square meter exhibition area. The six-day event has attracted exhibitors from 71 countries and regions.
Authorities say a knife-wielding man has killed six people and injured several others before being shot dead by the police in Sydney. The incident occurred at the Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre on Saturday. A New South Wales ambulance spokesperson has told the media that eight people, including a child, have been taken to hospital. Greg Navarro reports from Sydney.
This all unfolded at about 4 p.m. in a very busy shopping center in Sydney's East Bondi Junction, not far from famed Bondi Beach. It's a six-level shopping center there, and it's now the scene of what's being described as a critical incident. Police say at least five people are believed to have been killed, stabbed to death. They also say that one man, apparently the attacker in all of this, went to that shopping center earlier in the day, left, and then came back and just started stabbing people. Now, there was a nearby officer, an inspector, who happened to be very close, responded quickly, encountered the man. Police say that man tried to stab her. She was able to shoot and kill the assailant.
Russia has once again criticized the influx of Western weapons to Ukraine. At Friday's UN Security Council meeting, Moscow warned that if this does not stop, there will be no peace. Jody Jacobs reports from New York.
The council convened Friday's meeting at Russia's request, and Moscow's representative told council members that the provision of weapons to Ukraine is contributing to the escalation of hostilities. He says it also undermines efforts to achieve a peaceful settlement to the conflict. Those opposed to Russia's military operations in Ukraine maintain that the military assistance it's giving Kiev is intended to support its fundamental right to self-defense and complies with the UN Charter. Ukraine has been calling for additional Western support, especially as the U.S. Congress still hasn't approved a proposed $61 billion aid package. China has, however, made it clear at Friday's meeting that it was not a party to the conflict, nor has it provided weapons or equipment to any of the parties. It maintains that it is imperative that an international peace conference be arranged, as the crisis has complex historical and practical causes.
The UN Security Council is expected to vote on membership for Palestine next Thursday. It comes after the members failed to reach a consensus at a closed-door meeting on Thursday. Palestine has been recognized as a non-member observer state since 2012. Last week, the Palestinians revived a 2011 application for full UN membership. The Iraqi Prime Minister is traveling to Washington to discuss the issues of ending the U.S.-led international coalition's mission in Iraq. During his visit, Mohammed Shia al-Sudani will meet U.S. President Joe Biden. Iraq and the U.S.-led coalition have held several rounds of dialogues to discuss ending the coalition's mission of fighting the Islamic State group in Iraq. Haiti's government has issued a decree formalizing the creation of a transitional presidential council. It's a long-delayed move intended as a first step in restoring security to the gang-ravaged Caribbean country. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.